This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you are watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is expenses paid with forgiven PPP loans are not deductible. Well, at least not yet. There's an important note here. If you are a sole proprietor filing a Schedule C with no payroll, then this memo does not apply to you and your net income will not be impacted if your PPP is forgiven. Many businesses received PPP or Paycheck Protection Program loans, and 99% of them will be forgiven if spent on payroll, rent, and utilities. The IRS code, though, has a section that disallows expensing anything that was paid with a forgiven loan. So that means the payroll, rent, and utilities you paid with that forgiven PPP loan are not deductible on your tax returns. I do believe that Congress and the IRS will fix this loophole before tax season, but there are no guarantees, so we need to plan as if the law will not be changed. The IRS issued a notice, 2020-32, that gives clear direction on this. And you could read this in the text version. I don't want to read it all right now. But it basically says exactly what I was saying a moment ago, that any expenses paid with a forgiven loan are not deductible currently. So at first, this may upset you, as your taxable income will be much higher than you expected, and therefore your tax will also be higher. You would be correct if you think this, but we need to look at your true net cash out of pocket and compare a forgiven loan and one that is not. If you look at your screen, I created scenarios that will compare a loan with forgiveness and without. Our example company has $300,000 of gross income and $200,000 of payroll costs. Take a look at the without forgiveness column. Simple math gives us net income of $100,000 and a tax of $20,000 based on a 20% tax rate that I'm using for this example. Now don't forget, you'll have to pay back the $200,000 PPP loan as it was not forgiven. This gives us a true cash out of pocket of $220,000, $200,000 for the loan, and $20,000 in taxes. Now let's compare that with the $200,000 loan being forgiven. We see our net income is $300,000 as the $200,000 is not deductible. This gives us a tax of $60,000, three times higher. Again, don't panic. Remember, we have to calculate what our true cash out of pocket is. In this case, the $200,000 loan never has to be paid back, so our true cash out of pocket is only that $60,000 of tax. Even if the payroll costs, rent, and utilities are not deductible, it is still better to take the forgivable loan. We can see the savings with forgiveness is $160,000, even though the tax is higher. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.